Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
I want to repeat our strong encouragement to all parties to make as much progress as possible. We are doing everything possible to create the conditions for progress, but we need everyone to approach the task with a similar sense of urgency and determination.
Deputy COP29 lead negotiator Samir Bejanov and his fellow negotiators have made slow progress midway through the two-week COP29 conference in agreeing to a new deal around climate finance. Earlier in the week, an open letter questioned if the COP talks needed reform.
Over the last few days, some people have doubted whether collectively we can deliver. It's time for the negotiators to start proving them wrong.
Among those they must convince are the hundreds of activists that formed a human chain outside one of the main halls at the summit on what is traditionally their biggest protest day during the two-week talks. The demonstration in Baku, Azerbaijan, will be echoed at sites around the world in a global day of action for climate justice that's become an annual event. Israeli strikes on villages in South Lebanon killed at least two medics early Saturday, the Lebanese health ministry said, as Beirut's southern suburbs were bombarded for a fifth consecutive day. Local residents voiced their frustration and grief over the toll on civilians. Hussein Hamoud is one of those residents. All Israel does is in vain. They are only destroying stones and the civilians who are not related to the war. The innocents are the ones who die. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli attacks have killed at least 3,445 people through Thursday since the October 7, 2023 Hamas terror attack, most since late September. Israel says Hezbollah attacks have killed about 100 civilians and soldiers in northern Israel, the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, and southern Lebanon over the last year. Hamas and Hezbollah have been designated as terror groups by the United States, Britain, and other Western countries. This is VOA News. Iran's official IRNA news agency reported Saturday that Iran categorically denied that its United Nations envoy met with U.S. billionaire Elon Musk in New York. The New York Times reported Thursday that Musk, who is an advisor to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, met with Iran's ambassador to the U.N. on Monday. Leaders of the group of seven major democracies on Saturday reiterated a pledge to keep imposing severe costs on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, export controls, and other measures, and vowed to support Kyiv for as long as it takes. Quote, Russia remains the sole obstacle to just and lasting peace, unquote, said a joint statement published on Saturday, adopted, quote, in support of Kyiv as the thousandth day of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine approaches, unquote. Italy holds the 2024 rotating presidency of the G7, which also includes the United States, Canada, Japan, France, Germany, and Britain. A fire at the neonatal unit of an Indian hospital in Jhansi City, 450 kilometers south of the capital, New Delhi, killed 10 newborns, authorities said Saturday. Avinash Kumar is a district official. The NICU is divided into two units, the outside unit and the inside unit. Less critical cases stay in the outside unit, while more critical cases are in the inside unit. The fire likely started in the inside unit due to a short circuit. Another 16 infants of the 45 who were rescued were undergoing medical treatment, Police Superintendent Jayanedra Kumar Singh said. He also said the fire likely started in a piece of machinery used to enrich the level of oxygen in the atmosphere. While fire alarms had been installed in the intensive care unit, parents and witnesses said they did not activate during the blaze. A super typhoon sweeping towards the Philippines on Saturday was intensifying and could have a potentially catastrophic impact, the state weather forecaster warned, with millions of people at risk from storm surges. We already have a lot of phobia due to the previous calamities that happened here, like floods, strong winds, and other disasters. Melchor Belay is one of more than 650,000 people that have fled their homes ahead of Super Typhoon Mani, which is expected to make landfall later Saturday or early Sunday, becoming the sixth major storm to pummel the archipelago nation in the past month. Police said militants stormed a paramilitary checkpoint in southwestern Pakistan on Saturday, killing seven troops and injuring 18. Separatist militant group, the Baloch Liberation Army, said in an email sent to a Reuters reporter that they were responsible. The group has stepped up its operations recently, claiming a suicide bombing last week that targeted Pakistani army troops at a railway station minutes before they were scheduled to board a train to return home for vacations. It killed 27, including 19 soldiers who were in civilian clothing. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.